Today's shir, Simen Kuf Yud Dalet, Seif Gimel Dalet He and Vav. Seif Gimel. Im Amr Mashev Haruach B'Mosachamo, if he says Mashev Haruach in the summer months, he did not mention Geshem, just Mashev Haruach. O Lo Amor B'Mosach Geshomim, or he did not mention Mashev Haruach in the winter, but he did mention Mosach Geshem, even though he didn't say it the way he's supposed to, he does not have to go back. V'chein b'tal, and similarly with tal, as far as dew is concerned, im hiskiru b'mosach geshom, if he mentioned mor hatal in the winter, although hiskiru b'mosach chamo, he did not mention it in the summer, im machzir noso, he would not have to go back. The mo'ez, v'anu b'nei Ashkenaz, we, the people of Ashkenaz, lo maskirin tal, lo b'mosach chamo, lo b'mosach geshom. We don't mention tal. We don't mention dew, not in the summer months, not in the winter months. Rak oimim b'masachama, in the summer, we just go straight, rav lehoshia, mechal kachayim, v'chulu. Yesh oim, some say, sheshliach tzibur poisek lahaskir b'tfilas musaf yontif harishon shel Pesach, that the shliach tzibur stops saying mor hageshem in musaf, the first day of Pesach, aval kahal maskirin v'ein poisek nad mincha. But the tzibur does say in their musaf, Mor Hageshem, and they stop by Mincha. Sheshamu kvam Sheikh Tzibur shepasak betfilas hamosaf, because they heard the Sheikh Tzibur omit Mor Hageshem in Musaf, and therefore when they get to Mincha, they won't say it either. V'cheinu agin, and that is the minhag. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud, Mashev Ruach. Someone who said Mashev Ruach in the summer, but so long I mean to say, Mashev Ruach levad, he only said Mashev Ruach, for though his Gergeshem did not mention rain. Sifkon Yud Aleph Ein Machzirin. We don't make him go back. The Ruchos, because wind, v'chein tal and dew, Ein Ne'etzar and Belav Hachi are not going to be withheld either way. V'ami Rasa Lo Ma'alev Lo Morid. So saying it doesn't improve or ruin the situation. U'mikol Mokam, however, L'chadchila No'agin V'cholam Mokam Esloim Ma'ashav Ruach Baskaras V'masa Gesham. It's still L'chadchila the practice in all places to say Ma'ashav Ruach together with Morad Hageshem in the winter months, Shemoil Oz the Nagev Lachus HaOrit Shehim Ruba, because the winds will dry the moisture of the ground, because there's a lot of moisture when it rains in the rainy season. Sifkat Yud Beis, Oso, we don't make him go back. Va'afilu Idain Losiam Bracha, even though he didn't finish the bracha, and he can go back, we don't make him go back. Since there really is never an obligation to mention the wind or the dew ever. Sifkatan Yud Gimel, Lo Hiskiro, if he did not mention Tal in the summer months, Hamachaber Ka'ozel Leminig Sfarad, the Machaber is going according to the Minig of Sfarad, Shenohagin Lechatchila Loimim Merod HaTal B'Mosachama, where their Minig is to say Merod HaTal in the summer months, Afilu Hachi Emachzirin. And nonetheless, if one neglected to say it, he does not have to go back. Since the Chachamim did not obligate them to do so. Sifkatan Yud Dalet, V'lo B'yemois Hagashamim, we B'nei Ashkenaz do not mention Tal, not in the summer or the winter. V'rak B'she'elo Anunogin Levakish Gam Al Tal, only in the brachas of Bakosha in Baruch Aleinu, there we do ask for Tal, and we say v'sein tal umotar, v'hu m'pnei sh'anu m'vakshin sh'yil bracha. We're asking that the dew should be for blessing. Ki yesh tal sh'ein l'bracha, there is dew that is not for blessing. Obi mosachama, whereas in the summer months, af b'sh'eila ein anu oim tal, we don't even ask for tal in baruch aleinu. U'b'di'evid im amr b'mosachama, b'di'evid if one did say it in the summer months, bein b'haskara, bein b'sh'eila, whether it's in the haskara of Mashev Ruach Amor Tatal, just plain Amor Tatal, or in the She'ela of Baruch Aleinu, Kigon She'amar, for instance, he says, V'sein Tal, and give us Tal, for lo hiskir motar, but he doesn't mention rain. The Kuli Alma ein machzir, and so everyone would agree that he does not have to go back. Sifkan Tesvav ad Mincha. The Mar brings the minig of Ashkenaz that on first day of Pesach, Musaf, everyone will say Mashev Ruach Amor Tageshem, and they'll only stop by Mincha. The b'musaf yidayin ein heker letzibur, because when you daven musaf, there's no way to know to stop. V'ayin le'el mishnah berurah sifkan gimel, look back on what we wrote in sifkatan gimel, that it's improper to announce that we're going to stop saying it. So that's not an option. Sivkon Tezayin Sheshamu, once that Sibur hears, the Sheikh Sibur who leaves out Mor HaGeshem, then they'll stop as well. V'myochid Eichar Tfiloso Atche Hischo Sheikh Sibur L'Spalo Musaf, if an individual delayed his davening until the Sheikh Sibur began Musaf, U'posik M'lahaska Geshem, so he hears the Sheikh Sibur did not mention Geshem, and now he's going to daven Musaf, Shuv Lo Yoyma Ma'ashivruch, so he shouldn't say Ma'ashivruch Mor HaGeshem either. V'yochid Hador B'yishuv, if an individual lives in an outlying community, there's no minyan, Yemar Oz Espal Musaf Koydim Shespal Makilos, he should make a point of davening Musaf before the Sibur in the cities, so that he will say Morat HaGeshem certainly before the Sheikh Sibur omitted it. Veneer the end would appear to me, Demieshlo Safik Pen Kvar Hespalo, let's say the person in the outlying area doesn't know. He doesn't know did they daven or not. Did the Sheikh Sibur already omit Morat HaGeshem or not? Mutav Shalo Lemor, it's best for him not to say it. Because everyone holds he'll be Yotzei B'Diyeved if he omits it. V'chanal B'Sof Sifkan Gimel, like I mentioned before, at the end of Sifkatan Gimel. Se'if Dalet. Im Omar Morat HaGeshem B'Mos HaChamo, if someone by accident said Morat HaGeshem in the summer, Machzir Noso, he has to go back. V'chayz L'Rosh HaBracha, he should begin the Bracha from the beginning. V'im siyem habrocha chayz rosh atfilah, if he finished the bracha, he has to start Shmon Esrei again. V'afilu b'makom shetzrichim geshem osachama, even in places where they do need rain in the summer months, im hisker geshem b'makom tal, if he said geshem instead of tal, machzir nosof, he goes back. V'chein, similarly, the Ramah adds, im hisker geshem b'tal, if he mentioned both geshem and tal, nami machzir nosof, he also has to go back. Mishtabur sivkan yudzayim b'mosachama, in the summer months, if he said Morat HaGeshem, Hainu Afilu B'Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, this could be the very first day that they stop. Da'ani B'Musaf Shel Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach LaMechaber, whether it's in the Mechaber's case when they announced Morat HaTal before Musaf and he said Morat HaGeshem, or the Ramah's case, Dafka B'Mincha, by Mincha he said Morat HaGeshem, either way that's already no good. U'Lashiach Tzibur L'Kuli Alma Afilu B'Musaf Be'esh Rechoyza Tzfilu B'Kol Rom, and for the Sheikh Sibur, everyone agrees by Musaf, when he does Chazor Sashatz, out loud, he's got to get it right, and he does not say Morat HaGeshem. Sivkon Yudches, Oso, we make him go back, the Geshamim Koshim Le'olim V'Mos HaChamo, because rain is harsh for the world in the summertime. It's not supposed to rain in the summer. Sivkon Yudches, L'Rosh HaBracha, so he goes back to the beginning of the Bracha. U'B'Di'evin L'Chaz L'Rosh HaBracha, let's say he didn't go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Elo l'Rav l'Hoshia. He just went back to Rav l'Hoshia, v'siyim b'chaso, and he finished from there. Lo mahadrinalei, we won't make him go back again. Sifkan chaf, v'siyim ha'bracha, we finished the bracha, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Ayin b'fi megodim shakasa. If you look in Pimegodim writes, ta'ina la'ach ha'sha'am ha'bracha ta'ashem. He said the words bracha ta'ashem. Al shayit shuva v'chayodim kasu, but shayit shuva v'chayodim write, dafkam siyim l'gamei. Siyim ha'bracha means he finished the whole bracha. But if he realizes after he says the words Baruch Ata Hashem, and right there he chaps that he said Morat HaGeshem, Yisayim, he should finish Lamdeinu Chukecha, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, Kadei Shotil Vatol, so the Baruch is not a Baruch Vatol, V'mkein Hu Ke'ilu Oymed Yidayim B'Emes HaBracha. So it's as if he's still in the middle of the Baruchah, V'choyz La'ata Gibor, go back to Ata Gibor, and omit Morat HaGeshem. Sivkon Chof Aleph, if you finish the bracha, Choyz L'Rosh HaTfilah, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. V'atam, the reason for that is, D'Shosh Brachas Rishonis Chashuvas Kechadam. The first three brachas of Shmon Esrei are considered one. V'in Tzarech Lachzer V'Loimer Pasuk Hashem Svasei Tiftach, he does not have to repeat Hashem Svasei Tiftach. The question is, why can't he just go back to the beginning of this bracha? Why does he have to go back to the first bracha? The first bracha was done okay. The answer is the first three brachas are a unit, and if he messed up one of the three, he's got to do all three again, so he goes back to the beginning. But Hashem Svasei Tiftach remains in place, and also people want to know, do they have to take steps back and steps forward? The answer is no. You stay where you are, and you don't say Hashem Svasei, you just begin the first bracha from the beginning. Sifkan Chav Beis, Bimakom, even in a place that needs rain in the summer, you can't mention it. Even if the whole country is davening for rain, they're fasting for rain. If they said Geshem instead of Tal, they go back. But so let me to say the Fimin Iksfar. This is again according to Minik Sfar that says Tal. That they say in the summer months Umor HaTol. So he by mistake said Gashem instead of Tal. So he goes back. Even when it comes to Baruch Aleinu, Pasik l'kamon b'simen kuf yudzayin sif beis, we pass in the simen kuf yudzayin. Dimshal ba'oifin zeh mota b'virchas ha'shonim b'mos ha'chamo, that in such a case when they need the rain in the summer, and he davened for rain in b'virchas ha'shonim in the summertime, eim achzirin or so, we won't make him go back. Shani haskor, it's different in the second Baruch Hashmon Esrei. Deshevechu, we're saying a praise of Hashem. Vein derech lahaskar shevech b'davish u'kol b'shal m'kaimis. We don't mention something which is a praise if in other places in the world it's a klala, it's a curse. So you cannot mention Mord HaGeshem in the second Baruch HaShemon Esrei, even in a place that desperately needs rain. But in Baruch Aleinu, that's a different story. Se'if hey, B'yemois HaGeshomim, during the rainy season, the winter months between Shemini Atzeres and Pesach, Imlo Amar Mord HaGeshem, if he did not say Mord HaGeshem, Machzirin Oso, he would have to go back. V'hani Mili, when do we say he has to go back? So his gear tal. If he said nothing, he didn't say tal, he didn't say geshem, he has to go back. Avlam his gear tal, but if he said mer hatal, he forgot to say mer hageshem, but he did say mer hatal, ein machzirin oso, then he does not have to go back. Mishdebura sifkatam chaf hei, hageshamim, during the rainy season, afilu betfilu bishayna, it's even the very first one of Esrei. V'musaf shel yontif achron shel chag. This refers to musaf on Shmini Atzeres. L'didon d'nohagin l'hachriz mashav rocham or d'geshen k'on the musaf. Our minig is to announce mashav rocham or d'geshen before musaf. So already it's going to be in the first tefillah, the tefillah of musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Sifkon chavav hageshem. If he didn't say mar hageshem, he has to go back. Afilu im amar mashav ruach, even if he would have said mashav ruach and stopped right there, that's insufficient. If he didn't end mer hageshem, he'd have to go back. Sifkan chav zayin, his gear tal, but if he mentioned tal, he wouldn't have to go back. What's the Lord meaning to say? Afilu im amar rak mer hatal avad, even if he just says mer hatal, he didn't say mashav ruach mer hatal, he just said mer hatal. That's enough. The tamo, and the reason of the Shulchan Aruch, the Aval Gav Lo Netzar, even though the dew is not withheld, nonetheless, it's a praise of a Kaddish Baruch Hu when he mentions Merd Hatal. Masha Enkin B'She'ela, as opposed to the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu, Tetzarech Lish'ol Al Dav HaNetzar, there it's necessary to ask for that which is withheld. Lo Mahani Im Lo Sha'al Motor, Av She'shal Tal. It won't help if he forgets to mention motor, even though he mentions tal. Ukilakamon b'simen kuf yitzayin siftald, as we'll say later in simen kuf yitzayin siftald. So do is something that is not withheld, but at the same time, it is a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say that Hashem brings down the dew. So if he says mord hatal in haskar, in the second Baruch HaShemon Esrei, that is sufficient. But in the Baruch of Baruch Aleinu, where we're asking v'sein talamot l'vracha, if he would only say v'sein tal, that would be insufficient because dew is not withheld, the rain is withheld, and if he doesn't ask for the rain, then he would have to go back. Se'iv vav. B'medivam amurim, when do we say this? Shemach zirin oso kishlo oma b'imos ha'geshem morad ha'geshem. That he has to go back if he forgot to say morad ha'geshem in the rainy season. Hainu kishisiyim kala bracha, that's when he finished the entire bracha, v'hischil bracha shachra, and he begins the next bracha v'ata kadosh. V'oz chozer l'rosh ha'tfila, so the halacha is, he goes back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Avlim nizker kodem shisiyim ha'bracha, but if you remember that he forgot mashiv rocha mardageshem, before he finished the bracha, yoyma b'mokam shenizker, he can say mashiv rocha mardageshem wherever he remembers. Vafilu imsim habracha, and even if he finished the bracha, v'nizker kodim shehischel ata kadosh, and he realizes that he forgot mashiv ruach amir de geshem before he starts ata kadosh, ein tzarech lachzar, he doesn't have to go back. Ela oimer mashiv ruach amir de geshem belo chasima, just say mashiv ruach amir de geshem right there after he finished the bracha mechayim esim, even though there's no bracha connected to it, and then he'll say after kadosh and his yotze. The Ramah adds, shlosho brachos harishonos chashuvas ka'achas. The first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei are considered one unit. Ubekomalkam shetah behem, and wherever he makes a mistake in any of them, choser l'rosh, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Bein shu yachid, bein shu tzibur. Whether he is davening by himself or whether it's a tzibur who's davening. Mishneh Berurah sif katan chav ches. When do we say he has to go back in the rainy season when he forgets Mor HaGeshem, when he finishes the entire bracha and begins the next bracha, v'hischel, afilu tevas ata levad. Even if he begins the word ata of ata kadosh, that's already too much. And he would have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. V'adin im hischel omer nikadesh. The same is true if he began to say in the Kadesh, the Sheikh Tzibur in Chazoras HaShatz, if he finished Mechayim Mesim, didn't mention Ma'asher Ruch Madgashem, and he just says the word Nekadesh, so halacha is, the Sheikh Tzibur would have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. The notes on the side bring that Rabbi Eger explained that when he begins Kedusha with the words Nekadesh, it's the same as beginning Atah Kadosh, because Kedusha that we say with Chazoras HaShatz is in addition to the Bracha Atah Kadosh. It's not a standalone tefillah. It is part of Atah Kadosh. Sivkot Chav Tes. B'makom sheniskar, if a person realizes he forgot Ma'asher Ruach Amor Tegeshem and he has not yet finished the bracha, so he should say it wherever he remembers. Kilo kavu chachamim makom b'socha bracha. The chachamim did not determine exactly where in the bracha to say Ma'asher Ruach Amor Tegeshem. Ela amru stam, they said plain, Maskir and Gevurah Keshamim with Chias HaMesim, that we mention Gevurah Keshamim, we mention Ma'asher Ruach Amor Tegeshem in the Brach of Chias HaMesim. Rak Shenagru Lomar Lifnei Mechalka, Shu Panasa. The minig is to say it before Mechalka Chaim, because Mechalka Chaim is Panasa. It's our support. U'Keshamim Gamke Panasa. Rain is also part of our support. Hilgach Be'ezem Mokom She'yizkur Sagi. So wherever you say it is fine. Ideally, we say it next to Mechalka Chaim because they both have to do with Panasa. But if you didn't say it there, since the Chacham did not tell us specifically where to say it, anywhere in the bracha is good enough. Upashut, dinisko la'acha she'amar v'neman atal ha'achir mesim. And it's obvious that if you remembered after the words, v'neman atal ha'achir mesim, that Hashem is trusted to bring the dead back to life, and he says right there the words, ma'ashev ruach amar d'geshem, t'tzerch lachzar v'lomar v'neman atal ha'achir mesim. He should repeat the words v'neman atal ha'achir mesim. The be'inun me'en chasima samal chasima, because the halacha is we should always say the words of the bracha that are similar to the bracha that we are going to conclude with. So since the bracha is mechay hamesim, we want to end with the words v'neman atal ha'achir mesim. So if he mentions ma'asher ruach amar d'geshem right at the end of the bracha, he should repeat v'neman atal ha'achir mesim, so that we're mentioning Mechayim Mesim right before the brach of Mechayim Mesim. Sivkan Lamed, Vafilu im Siyem, even if he finished the bracha and then realized that he didn't say Ma'asher Ruach Amar D'geshem, V'cheinim Nisko La'acha She'omer Hashem, or let's say he remembered after he said the words Bracha to Hashem, but he did not yet say Mechayim Mesim. Yisayim Mechayim HaMesim, according to Shulchan Aruch, he would end Mechayim HaMesim, V'yom HaTekef, and say right away Ma'asher Ruach Amar D'geshem. Sivkan Laman Aleph, Ella Omer, he would say Ma'asher Ruach Amor Tegeshem without Chasima. V'nachan l'chatchila shiom miyad. It's ideal to say Ma'asher Ruach immediately after the end of the Baruch Mechayim Mesim. L'val yabtan la'ach k'day diba. It shouldn't be more than k'day diba. It shouldn't be longer than the time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe between the end of the bracha and the Ma'asher Ruach Amor Tegeshem. And it makes it as if he said it within the bracha. Sivkar Lamed Beis below Chasima, so he'll say Ma'asher Ruach Amor D'Geshem after he finishes Mechayim Mesim without Chasima, without any bracha. V'shuv Omer, then he'll say Atah Kadosh, will start the third bracha. V'hu Adin, the same halacha applies Im Shachach Yalav Yavo B'Rosh Chodesh Shachrus U'Mincha. If a person forgets a Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, either davening Shachrus U'Mincha, v'nizkor la'acha she'siyem b'yachas ha'machzir, and he realizes as soon as he finished the bracha Machzir Shechinah Sol Tzion, Sha'omer Sham b'makomo, he says right there the tefillah of Yalav Yavo, and then Umaschal Moedim, he'll say Moedim. Kidkamon b'simen tav chaf beis, if Aleph will describe this later, in simen tav chaf beis if Aleph. Shekol shlo hischil b'vrocha shel achra, because as long as he doesn't start the next bracha, in this case he didn't start modim, lo nikre siyum bracha zulagami. We don't say he finished the previous bracha entirely. The inyan called v'ram shemachzir naso, concerning those things that you have to add in, and if you don't, you go back. Even though we do say that as soon as you finish the bracha, even though you didn't start the next bracha, you're done regarding anything that you're supposed to add, and if you didn't, you don't go back for that. Gun, for instance, Havdalah b'chayin adas. You're supposed to say Havdalah Motzei Shabbos in the bracha chayin adas. V'yal v'yavo ba'arvis Rosh Chodesh, or yal v'yavo that you're supposed to say Rosh Chodesh and we davening Marv. Val Anisim b'Chanukah Purim, or Anisim on Chanukah Purim. V'chol kei gavner, anything like this. In each of these cases, the halacha is, if you forget to say Havdalah Chayin Adas Motzei Shabbos, or if you forget Yal V'yavo by Marv Rosh Chodesh, or you forget Al Nisim and Chanukah Purim, you don't go back. So in those situations, She'ein le'omrom kishasim ha'bracha. As soon as you finish the bracha, it's over. You cannot say it there. Afal pish le'hischil ba'bracha shalachra, even though you didn't begin the next bracha. V'siyim bracha nikra, the end of the bracha is, tekev kishom ha'shem shal bracha, as soon as you said Hashem's name. At that point, it's over, and you missed your Yalav Yovah by Marav, you missed your Havdalah B'chon Adas of Matzah Shabbos, and you missed your Yalav Nisim of Chanukah Purim. As opposed to the cases when you do have to go back, if you forget it, then we'll say to say it right at the end of the bracha. V'yesh poskim shecholkim. Now, there are poskim who disagree. And they say, the af b'dvarm shemachzir naso, that even by these things that you do have to go back, whether it's Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh Shachar Semincha or Mashav Ruchim or the Geshem in the winter months, take of Kishasim HaBrocha, as soon as you finish the Brocha, K'mo Shehischel Brocha Cheres Damya, it's as if you began the next Brocha. And it's too late. The minute you finish the Brocha, it's over. Not like the Mechaber who says you still have a chance to insert it. V'al Kolponim nearly L'maisa, now it seems to me, practical Halacha, in Nisker Achash Am Hashem, if you realized you forgot to say it and you said Hashem's name of the bracha, brachat Hashem, lo yigmor mechaya hamesim. So don't finish mechaya hamesim. El yisayim lamdei chukecha. Rather finish lamdei chukecha. V'ha'yiyeh kekoyrei pasuk levad. So it'll be basically saying a pasuk. Brachat Hashem lamdei chukecha is a pasuk at Tehillim. V'dino kilu oimidi dayin be'emse bracha. So now you're still in the middle of the bracha. V'chozel ma'ashiv ruach and you go back to ma'ashiv ruach. And the same is true for any time you would have to go back, like Yalav Yavo, on Rosh Chodesh Shachar Semincha. Ukmoshe Beirarti Bevir Halacha, as I clarified in the Beir Halacha, and shall look over there. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says that when you finish the bracha, you can still say Mashiv Ruchim Adageshem, as long as you didn't start out the Kadosh, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, if he said Brochat Hashem, you should finish Mechaya HaMesim, and then say Mashiv Ruchim Adageshem, and then say Atakadosh. But since there are those who argue, and they say the minute you finish the Brocha, Mechaya HaMesim, it's too late, and you can't say Mashiv Ruchim Adageshem anymore, you'll have to go back to the beginning of Shemun Esrei, it's better when you say Brochat Hashem not to finish the Brocha, but rather end on Nech HaKecho, and then you can say Mashiv Ruchim Adageshem, and go back at that point to say V'nei Mera Tolach HaMesim, and finish the Brocha Mechaya HaMesim. Sivkat Olam and Gimel. The Ramah says the first three brachas are considered one unit. Harishonos, Nakir Rishonos. The reason why we mention the first three, Mishum Da'aribu, because that's what we're talking about. V'hu Adin, but the same is true. Shalosh Achronos. The last three are also one unit. V'tama, the reason is, the Shalosh Rishonos in Yonam Echa. The first three brachas are one topic. L'sad Shavachos Shal Malkom, Koidim She'elas Tzrachav. To arrange Hashem's praise prior to asking any requests. Like the servant who's going to praise his master before asking for the things that he needs. Whereas the last three brachas are like the servant who already received from his master what he needs, where he praises him and he leaves. So the first three are one topic, the last three are one topic, so they're considered as individual units. So if he makes a mistake in any of the first three brachas, he goes back to the beginning of Shemun Esrei. This is only if the mistake was in the conclusion. Shechasam bevachazu beinyan bracha acheres, where he concluded the bracha with a different topic, with a different bracha. O shechasam beaseres yemei tshuva kela kadosh l'nisgar an la'achak de dibor. Or let's say it's the aseres yemei tshuva, and he's supposed to say hamelach kadosh, and he didn't. He said a kela kadosh, and he only realized his mistake after kadei dibor, after the time it takes to say shalom aleichem Rebbe. It's too late for him to mend his mistake. To change from Hakel Kadosh to Hamel Kadosh only works if it's instantly Toch de Dibur. And anything similar to this. Any mistake that would require him to go back to the beginning of that bracha, in the first three brachas, he goes back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. If it happened in the first or last three brachas, he goes back to the beginning of that section. Because we treat it as one unit. But if there's a mistake in the middle, and he corrected himself, that doesn't ruin the bracha, and he corrects himself and continues, and he's fine. Look back in Siman Samaches Sifkan Aleph. In the Mishnah Berurah, we clarify this in great detail.